Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Here I am outside Richard's place in İçmeler, Turkey. We're on the Turquoise coast, so let me see, this is in the Muğla province. Dalaman is the airport. This is a small resort town, about 6,000 people. It's very close to Marmaris. You could even walk to Marmaris in about half an hour on the coastal path. So yeah, there are a lot of these open air bars, and the clientele is mostly British. There are quite a few Russian tourists. There are flights directly here from Dusseldorf, so Germans. There was a Dutchman, a Dutchwoman, coming from the airport with us on the transfer bus, and they've flown from Dusseldorf because it's the closest airport to them, even though they live in the Netherlands, and so on. Okay, so a lot of live music, and there may be what, Elvis impersonator over there? I didn't see him yesterday. So it's a slightly chips with everything vibe. If you sit there serving, they've got English breakfast and Scottish breakfast. I'm not sure what the difference is. The North British breakfast has got black pudding included, square sausage, anything else? Obviously, I mean, there are many places serving roughly the same thing. So they've got a cycle path. I've never seen cycle paths in Turkey since I came here. It's my dozenth time in Turkey. Okay, so we're not very far from Greece. You can get the boat to Rhodes, the Greek island, in only 45 minutes. And are those, yeah, crickets I hear singing all day long? They can be very loud. Are they only active in the summer? Okay, so most hotels have pools. They're not very big on health and safety in Turkey. So that's why there's often no lifeguard in a hotel swimming pool. So various activities to do. You can go on a Five Islands cruise. You can go to places to have a mud bath outdoors. They don't bring the mud to you. You go to a hammam, like a Turkish bath, with you know, have hot water, cold water poured on you, and have little bowls of it to pour on yourself, and lie on the hot stones. They're not uncomfortably hot. Men and women usually go to separate sections. You can have all this soap foam rubbed onto you, have massages, things like that. Okay, so maybe you're getting the idea. And their ATMs will give out pounds sterling, euros, US dollars, as well as Turkish lira. Price is often quoted in pounds. Some places trying to charge you commission to use a card. I would suggest that's illegal. I did see a sign up in my hotel saying cash is king. The cash is dirty in much of the rest of the world. A lot of places are cashless in the United Kingdom. They won't even accept readies. Okay, so yeah, there are not that many children around. There's some places with like kids clubs or things for them to play on, but yeah, I'm not sure if any of the hotels would even accept children. So boat trips across the bay. I was about to say how serene it is until the dump truck comes along. Okay, and then some people rent villas right onto the beach. So the beach, there are all these chaise longues, and you need to pay to stay on them, or else if you buy a certain amount of food and drink, you can stay there for free. Now, some British tourists were telling me that if you go to a hotel and buy a drink, they'll allow you to use the pool and so on. The Turks are very nationalistic people. You see their crescent moon and five-pointed star everywhere. Look how rapidly above the town those hills rise. So very stony soil, so thin, and lots of shrubs. There are not that many tall trees. A few palm trees right down by the coast, but you can see why it would be very difficult for arable farming. They're often farming goats and so forth, and that's why they had to become fishermen. And then yeah, got them into being sailors and so on. See MTS, they come in a bus like that. So booking with Love Holidays, and then MTS is whatever their agent here, and they do the transfers. There must be a bit of a ghost town out of season. It's all quite low rise, mostly white buildings to reflect the heat. And actually it's not that hot by Turkish standards. It's like 30 degrees. I doubt it even reached 40 degrees even at midday yesterday. I've been places like Bodrum, which have been absolutely boiling, but it's not oppressively hot. To think that the British Isles was going through a heat wave until recently. So, what else would you want to know apart from these cruises? I mean, they'll take you to Turtle Beach and things like that, but you can't guarantee you're going to see any turtle. Dolphin cruises, but the dolphins don't necessarily turn up according to their timetable. You might not see any dolphins, so you might be decidedly dischuffed about that one. And you can hire little golf carts to go round on, scooters and things like that. Down at the beach there are things to hire, like jet skis. You can be pulled around on that big yellow banana thing, or that sofa, be pulled behind the motorboat. But these things are quite expensive, about 50 quid for 10 minutes on a jet ski. Is there anything else that you might want to use down there? I'm a little bit worried about scams. After you finish using, are they going to claim, oh look, there's this scratch on the underside, now you have to buy us a new one? I don't know if they do that here, but I've heard about people doing that sort of thing in Thailand. Yeah, so there's not a lot of fauna to see, some flora. Known for its wild honey, this part of Turkey. So the hotel staff, yes, they speak English, mostly not very good where I work. And so every hotel is going to have a pool, even if it's a tiny one. And I always think, well, you know, you can swim in the pool any day at home. So if you swim in the sea, that's what's a bit different about it. So finally come down to the beach. That was only about a 5-minute walk, considering I was going slowly. And, okay, the only thing, the pregnant church. Never heard of a pregnant church. Does it mean Church of the Annunciation, as when the Blessed Virgin is told by the Archangel she's going to be the mother of Jesus Christ? Pirate Cave, Butterfly Valley. Okay, and I'll show you what I mean about the chaise longue. There are electric bikes to hire here, so lots of things to do. Some people come like first in the morning before it gets too hot, and there's chaise longue as far as the eye can see. You walk that direction in the coastal path, and you probably can't make out on the horizon. That is Marbais, a famous resort where the president, where he used to spend his summers. I don't know if he does anymore. Okay. So this is coastal path, not strictly pedestrian. You do see people on little electric buggies that can seat three people maximum. Okay. Sahil Geziyolu. So it means coast way. What do you think? Coast path would be a better translation. Okay, so lots of places offering roughly the same things, all these excursions to various beaches by boat. Mud baths, rock tombs and such like, jeep safari, quad biking. Any more activities? I see people, doing that paragliding. What's the thing where you're towed behind the boat, you have a big umbrella parachute which will lift you up and eventually let you fall down into the water. That I haven't seen parachuting or paragliding here. They do that in other places in Turkey. Any more activities? Riding horses, for instance. Is riding not sufficient? I know Americans often say horseback riding. I think, well, that's usually the beast you're going to ride. Maybe some people ride elephants in the United States, and horseback riding as opposed to riding any other part of the horse's body, but you know, that's enough Dublin slang. Okay, so that is a little taste of this town of İçmeler, in Mula province, close to Dalaman, a bit over an hour's drive from Dalaman airport. Quite annoying on the transfer here when waiting about another half an hour for some of the tourists to turn up, pay for a private transfer and you go straight away. And the other downside is then stopping for 15 minutes at this little cafe shop halfway for refreshments. It wasn't that long a journey. There was no need to do that. No doubt it was getting kickbacks. This is what I mean by the little scooter thing. Well, they can seat three. So they don't have to wear a skid lid, you'll notice. And no doubt the bloke who stopped us there, the driver, is getting a commission from that shop. And then trying to shake us down for tips at the end. Forget it. All right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.